Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And what's going on today in Creighton with Shin Daddy, Bill?
Wild Card Wednesday that he has set up. And they're going back to 1972.
Okay.
1972. Everything is set up as 1972.
You got me.
And all the banking is done by hand. Handwritten ledgers. There's no computers. No way. Everything is done by hand. And it looks as if it's 1972. There'll be smoking. You'll be able to smoke in the bank. Smoke in the bank. There'll be some beehive hairdos.
No,
there'll be a lot of hairspray. There by some of those ladies.
God, remember when your mom used a ton of hairspray?
Oh, it's incredible.
Cans of hairspray?
Aquanet. Jake, that was the one. Parallel Lives. It was just a fogging that went on.
It was incredible.
That's description. Yeah. And then also like that, sometimes you saw, oh, mom's got rollers in.
Yep.
When's the last time you saw someone with rollers in their hair?
My mom
it's been
had
a while.
Rollers.
Yeah, it's been a while. Had rollers in their hair. So it's...
Okay, I got one for you.
Yeah.
Tell me you didn't use your mom's hairspray occasionally.
What's that?
Occasionally.
I don't remember. The only time I might have done that. I'm not saying I didn't.
I for sure did.
I used
to have hair. Yeah. And it was long, curly hair, and I'd have to keep it in check.
Yeah, I'm not down on that. I probably did at some point in time. I had to have a hair former that I wore.
I'll show you a photo if you don't believe me.
I had to wear a hair.
I've seen the curly hair.
Yeah, so the hair former I had to wear. It was a stocking cap.
Wild Card Wednesday.
Wild Card Wednesday. So it's 1972 when you walk in. Everyone will be in suits. Working at the bank, I'll be suit and tie,
bell bottom pants.
It said there'll be bell bottom pants like that. So everything's just throwback. You just kind of want to take it back to better times. Like
that's pretty elaborate.
The music playing will be AM radio.
There we go.
There'll be AM radio playing in the background, and everything done by hand. There'll be no computers. They're not even.
That'll throw people for a loop.
That would. It's like that. First of all, what's in my checking? I need to go back to the ledger. She has to go back into the vault and get out a big ledger, and you open the thing up. It's a giant ledger, and I go back and write down your number, slide it out to you to know. And if you want to get cash,
if you want to get cash,
you have to write a check. I want to get $100. No problem. Just write a check out for it. Jake, it was so awesome. We grew up in an era where you would go into a, let's just say it was a restaurant or whatever, and say all of a sudden you're just like, say you're at Pringer's in Norfolk.
Pringer's.
And you stop in there like that, and it's like, yeah, I need to write a check. Well, who you bank with? And they'd have a stack of checkbook. And you could just grab one. You just grab whatever, Citizen State Bank, and you just write a check, and that was it. Imagine driving in right now. That they did. Okay, thank you for writing the check. There was no your check didn't have your name on it, Jake. There was no such thing. God, it was awesome.
Better times.
Better times.
I like to think about all the cigarette smoke today at the bank.
There'll be some.
Ashtrays everywhere.
People still smoke. I mean,
BS right there. Just imagine having Marge waiting on you with a beehive hairdo and a cigarette. It'd be incredible.
Be beautiful.
You want to move that over to, said you want to move that into savings. Yes, we can do that. Let me get my ledger out. Giant ledger with a pin.
I want to go up there.
That would be a fun day.
Will the walls be wood panel or not?
What's that?
Maybe.
Wood panel walls, possibly?
Good question.
I'm just trying to envision it in my head, Bill.
And I think two of the walls are.
Remember wood paneling?
When you went into the wood paneling, I can tell you right now, it was the when you went into any place, next to paneling, the paneling's over there. What's the pattern? That's the pattern. That's what the pattern is.
What do you mean?
It's right there. If you go into any basement or you go into any mobile home, I call mobile home like a trailer.
Yep.
Everyone had that. Our old.
You just stigmatized paneling.
We had a trailer. We had like our old camper. Our first cabin was basically that. And there was no drywall. It was just studs in that paneling, which is about a 16th of an inch. You could talk to people.
Good question.
We would talk to each other in each other's bedroom, like you're sitting right next to them. Hey, what time are you getting up to go fishing tomorrow? And you could talk right through the wall. It was incredible.
Shag carpet was big.
Shag carpet.
We had green upstairs and red downstairs.
There will be shag carpet.
Yes.
There will be shag carpet.
I gotta
also, the best part is that every hour Shindaddy comes out, and you remember the shag rake? There was a rake. There was a rake.
Oh, yes, I remember the rake. It was critical.
It was critical. You would rake. If you had company coming over, rake the carpet.
Who's going to rake the carpet?
Who's going to rake the carpet?
I can't envision that.
Jake, it was incredible.
Can we just stop now? Yeah. The shag carpet rake was huge.
Huge.
It look like an infield.
And it's like, hey, we go in crossways with it. And because it get kind of, Jake.
It looked good.
It was so long, it'd get matted down.
The idea of raking carpet to me.
It was good, though. It made it look great.
Yeah.
It made it look good.
Yeah, you always have to make.
Who's going to rake the carpet?
When are the Cunninghams getting here and the kids like that? Six? Steve?
Steve, grab the rake.
Grab the rake. Rake the carpet. Anybody?
It makes me want to cry sometimes.
It does. So there'll be shag carpeting, people smoking, ledgers, beehive hairdos with hairspray. Oh, better times.
Joel in Wisconsin says, stop in and grab a stack of travel checks before you go on vacation.
Oh, yeah. Travel checks were incredible.
Come on, more.
Dave on YouTube says, I used to get paid for baling hay with a counter check filled out with a pencil.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Wow.
Took it in and cashed it.
Yep.
And it's like, well, who's this from? Oh, it's from Bart. Yep. Yeah, we know them. Yeah, they bank here. Yeah, not a problem.
It'll be a fun date.
Better times.
Midwest Bank.
Much better times.
Got off the rails there a little
bit. Wildcard Wednesday. Yes. Thank you, Shindaddy.
The shag rug rake. Critical.
Get the rug.
Can we get a photo of that?
Yeah, please text that in. I need to see
that. Jake, everyone had shag carpeting.
We did.
Everyone. As a matter of fact,
it was on our stairs.
Yeah, it's on his stairs. And it was kind of a status symbol. It really was. If you didn't have shag, like, okay, all right. Things going a little rough at the house? And then to rake it was just the best. My mom kept the carpet incredible.
I see.
Oh, it was.
See, now we had three boys, so it was high. It was hard.
It got matted down a lot.
Matted down.
Jake, it was high. It was the carpet was this high.
It was shag carpet.
It's
beautiful.
Oh,
it's like to watch
green
kids
upstairs, red downstairs.
Should be a fun day at Midwest Bank. Thank you to Shindaddy,
as always. Thanks, Shindy.
For sponsoring Hour 2. 464-5685. Call or text, as always. Saw this from Brett McMurphy yesterday.
Where's he working?
He's at On 3.
Hut.
Yep.
Indiana had a home-and-home series with Virginia scheduled. Mm-hmm. Virginia, who's not been very good for quite some time, mm-hmm. in 2027 and 2028, and instead they canceled that. They paid Virginia $500,000 to mm-hmm. cancel the series to instead have a home game against Kennesaw State in 2027, Austin Peay in 2028, and Eastern Illinois in 2029. So, per some more research, for the next 5 years. The Hoosiers now have 9 games scheduled versus non-AQ teams. four games against FCS teams, and zero Power Four non-conference games scheduled the next 5 years.
Next five years. They do have a home and home with Notre Dame in 2030 and 2031. That's it, though. You're right.
Nothing until
then.
That's
the only games against Power Four schedule.
It's the same thing I would say to anyone. It's embarrassing for the fans.
They should be embarrassed about that.
You should be playing other teams. Dude, take care of your fans. Virginia coming. It's Virginia.
That's the ideal team you want to play in a Power
Four.
It's not
not Alabama. It's not Georgia. It's Virginia.
The idea, of course, though, is that the playoff doesn't really – as it stands, its strength of schedule is not a huge
– Summer's hotter weather is finally here. But don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Component, right? That's why their teams are doing this.
I can't imagine that doesn't even... What's the number one conversation right now? Make your schedule matter. Make your... Also, how about your fans?
Wait a second. Why would you do this?
You're bringing Kennesaw State in. Come on.
Why do it then? Why do it? Yeah. Because I think it's a playoff discussion, right?
It's something that was done brilliantly way back when. That's how Snyder built Kansas State. So listen, we're not going to beat ourselves up. We're going to try to start this thing off 4-0. We're going to try to have wins. And then they got, because they were the worst team in Division I football.
That might be what Indiana's doing.
Kansas State was the worst. Well, they just went to playoffs last year. They won 11
I know,
games.
But they had a horrible schedule last year.
Yeah.
Their schedule was a joke last year.
Yeah. So, for the fan bases, I want better games. That's all I want is better games. And also, at some point in time, if you're a dude and you're a player, don't you want to go play a Virginia or go play?
Maybe not Virginia, but somebody else.
Kennesaw State?
No, I know. I know what you mean.
I talked about that.
I just don't know that I'd use Virginia as the example.
In that case. Right. Well, it's the same way here. We're vocal about that. I don't agree with the Tennessee situation.
Right. It's the same thing.
Because guess what? Those players, if you're a real dude, you're like, no, I want to go to Tennessee. I want to go play in that game. And so you replace it with the home game against Kennesaw State.
I sent you guys a screenshot. I was looking at Virginia's record the last 10 years, the team that they're canceling the series against. They've had two winning records the last 10 years.
Yeah, that's weird.
They've gone 2-10. They've had a couple 2-10s, a 3-7, a 3-9. What are you hiding from? Why are you running from Virginia?
They skirted
it's a Power Four team. It's a chance at a nice Power Four win against a non-scary team.
You nailed the Power Four. It's like, hey, we're playing the Power Four. We got Purdue. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's still Power Four.
Mm-hmm. That still counts.
It still counts.
Yeah, so. I don't get it. I didn't know. I didn't remember this. Well, I did remember. I didn't remember when they ended it. The Big Ten, this is what the Herald Times of Indiana said. The schools... Virginia and Indiana agreed to play a home and home series back in 2021 at a time when the Big Ten required member schools to play a Power Four non-conference opponent. I had forgotten that. I don't know. I wonder when that went away. There was a requirement. I mean, I remember it was a huge story at the time.
And people were always going to say, well, you know, Michigan's done it in the past. Penn State's doing it this year. And I disagree with all of them.
Yeah,
I'm a fan now, so I want games.
And Nebraska canceled Tennessee. We talked about that at length. We all opposed, did not like that.
Rules rationale is why do it if it doesn't help you in the eyes of the playoff committee?
No, they don't count
strength of schedule, so let's just build up wins. Maybe that's what.
Well, that is what they're doing. There's no doubt.
Okay.
That's what they're doing, but it doesn't sit well. Like I said, even as a coach, I'm like going, I want to go play Tennessee.
Virginia.
But even say Virginia, that's what's really odd here. It's like, man, I wanted that Virginia game. Probably don't because it's Virginia.
Oh God, these Indiana. Their
record, like I said, in the last 10 years, it's like 30% win.
Indiana's non-conference schedule is complete for 2027. This is it.
Okay.
Indiana State, UMass, and Austin Peay.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Hey, way to challenge yourself, Indiana. Yeah.
Let's sell some tickets. Yeah. Let's sell some tickets.
Let's fill the place up.
There is one game scheduled for 2028 in a non-conference right now. Eastern Michigan. Eastern Michigan.
Michigan. I'm pro fans. I'm pro. I just want to see better games.
What do you think?
This is not going to change until they make strength of schedule count. Something's got to happen in the next couple of years that it makes it count. So we don't just keep losing potentially great non-conference games.
Yeah. And not all teams are doing this.
No, the SEC plays up very well, but they only have 8 games. So they do like right away. Like LSU's playing Clemson. I mean, so it's like, okay.
Ohio State, Texas.
Now, that is stepping up.
Florida State, Alabama.
Yeah.
Yep. Hey, FSU's playing Alabama at home. Tallahassee, first game.
Yeah. At some point in time, you have to. It still has to be fans. It still have to. And if you go to places, you want to play in these games. That's what you go there for. Can you imagine? We just had an incredible gentleman come by. Can you imagine like that if you talk to a Farley?
Terrell Farley said,
"Hey, do you want to go Kennesaw State or you want to have Tennessee come in here? Which game do you want to play in?"
Farley,
hands down.
That's
Tennessee.
What I'm saying. All those dudes that you recruit, that through.
Hey man, but when Farley's playing, it wasn't like they were loaded up in a non-con.
No, it wasn't a lot. I agree with that.
Back in the day, Nebraska was not loaded up in a non-con,
but there was enough times because they had a few.
There's
11 games back in the day, and it was only 7 conference. You had 4 non. But usually you would have, there was a lot of UCLAs in there. There was Washington's in there. There were one.
There were some. Uh-oh. There were some. Then there were years where it was Washington State was the big one. You know, like, okay. Yeah.
But still, Washington State. If you're playing Washington State right now, I'm like, oh, that's
not bad.
That's formable. Yeah.
Virginia. They got
They're running from Virginia. That's a gift as a Power 4 team home and home.
Okay,
that's a gift.
Let's be fair, though. What would the Indiana AD say? What would he say?
Same thing we're saying, that the strength of schedule doesn't matter.
It's going to be about home. What they're going to talk about is home games. Yep. I just can't imagine. You're going to have a hard time with any of these games. I thought, okay, Kennesaw State's coming in. They were dead. They had a miracle win last year. They won one. They're brand new to the league and to this level of football. And it's the same thing. Imagine our conversation. What's going to be the worst week we have?
Houston Christian.
Yeah, imagine. Akron. What are we going to talk about? Akron's not even eligible to go to a bowl game.
Yeah.
They're dead. NCAA got them. Thank you.
After the Zips.
Yeah. Hey, I was looking at the Zips. They have a little bit of an offense.
But I can even talk about the Zips. I can.
Houston Christian?
Like that. What are we doing that week? What are we talking about?
Like an off week.
Yeah, it's basically an off week.
So Indiana's interesting, though, because they're trying to build steam as a program, right? But they're just throwing the non-conference portion away, basically. In the eyes of the fan base, just saying it doesn't matter.
Because I don't think you have to also go off the rails. Like Nebraska has Cincinnati this year, okay.
At
Colorado last year, those are great. That's great.
Fine.
And then you mix in a Tennessee for a 2-year home and home.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to go back and say, how do we get Georgia? No, right. How do we get Alabama?
Right.
No, I'm not saying that at all. All I'm saying is that, but once every 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
Or something in there that where it kind of crosses over.
Indiana does have Notre Dame coming up down the pipe, but that's it. I just would love to have the AD sitting here. Actually, I'd like to talk to him in private. Like, the thing I'd wonder is, are you worried about the fan base with these three really bad non-conference games? Do you lose some steam? You know, I mean, you have a lot of excitement, but then here comes Kennesaw State and here comes Austin Peay.
I'm just, so you have the greatest fans here, like I said, which probably, like I said, I'd go number one in the country as far as just fan support, to keep having people show up with 90 some thousand people for it. So, but it's not like that everywhere.
No.
Indiana.
Not that at Indiana, I'll tell you that.
You said that when Nebraska went there, is kind of a yawner, you said.
It wasn't jam packed. It was a good
crowd.
So
those games like that, it'll be half full.
I know. That's where I don't quite understand.
Yeah, it's like, okay, we just won by 40. We beat Indiana State, and no one's gonna. That's not how it is at Indiana. No. So they don't show up.
So when the Indiana AD talks to Cignetti about this, which he surely did, what does Cignetti say? Just shrug his shoulders. I'm all right. Yeah, whatever you decide.
Did Cignetti encourage it? Maybe. Or was this the AD bringing it up in the chair?
They're very head coach driven.
Are they?
I agree.
This is very head coach driven. Yeah, okay. The head coach was definitely. I guarantee you.
So you think that's his policy?
I can't imagine Cignetti's just screaming, "I do not want this. We want Virginia. This is nuts. So, we're not doing that. We're going to do this." I don't see it.
Is this Cignetti saying this is the way we're going to build it? This is the way Snyder did it at Kansas State. Maybe that's. I don't know.
But again, it gets back to. Just remember, when you have those games that are just awful in basketball, they don't count. They don't even count.
RPI.
They can only hurt you.
They do put a win on the ledger.
It does a win, but it doesn't help.
It's not boost your resume.
If you go 10-0 and you play just a bunch of nons all the way through, everyone's like going,
100%.
Don't even care. Football, it still matters. They do. You get credit for wins. And it's odd how much credit you get. For like I said, you'll see ranked teams and you go back and go, hang on now, who have they played? And they haven't played anybody.
Then when you look back, that's why
you see some teams going, they got up to 19th and then they ended up 5-7, you know, and all of a sudden, like, well, what happened? Well, they had to
start playing real teams.
You eventually had to play real teams. And like I said, I just want good games. Fans want good games. I understand the scratch to the playoffs, but to get there, you got to beat Indiana State.
I mean, it worked from last year.
Virginia.
I mean, the comeback would be, we weren't really talking about Indiana's bad schedule last year. We weren't. We're just talking about Indiana. Wow, what a story. We weren't saying their schedule was bad last year.
Yeah, and they caught the easiest one, the easiest schedule in the Big Ten. So they caught. Well, they have,
but nobody talked about
it. No one talked about it. Yeah, I guess it wasn't the easiest. They did have Michigan and Ohio State.
But the non-con.
It was a joke.
Yeah, it was a joke.
When we come back, Bills Thrills. My early break in the ticket.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.